This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
There's a lot to be lost in the great wide world. Don't walk away from love. It might not look like you planned. Your family might not understand. Don't walk away from love. We move around the wheel, up and down how we feel. Don't walk away from love. We are darkness, we are light. We don't always do it right. Don't walk away from love. Life is often a mess, sometimes more, sometimes less. Walk away from love. Of course there will be fears and problems through the years. Don't walk away from love. When you have found it, work everything around it. Don't walk away from love. 'Cause any fortune can waver. Do yourself a favor. Walk away from love. All the ways we get sick, all the ways we get poor. Don't walk away from love. All the little tiny pieces, and we don't know what they're for. Don't walk away from love. 'Cause there are things you can't imagine waiting in store. Don't walk away from love. It's a boat across a river to a shining shore. An open hand and an open door. Let go your heart just a little bit more. Don't walk away from love. Don't walk away from love. Don't walk away from love.
Cozy Sheridan in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with a tune from her 2011 recording, The Horse King. Welcome back to the Folk Show, Cozy.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm excited that we have a chance to talk about the recording. It's been out a little bit.
It's been out a bit, about a year, but it's still the CD I'm what they call touring around, so yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the creation of this.
Well, it took me a while. It took me about 3 years to write this, and a friend of mine actually in Concord, New Hampshire, Fred Graff, said to me, oh, I know what this CD is. This is Cozy is Happy CD. and it does have a lot of songs that I think of as being, I think I really started to focus on the craft of songwriting. I mean, I've always been interested in it. I teach songwriting. I've always been learning about it. But these songs, for some reason, I approached it from the craft end on a lot of them, as opposed to the, I have an emotion I'm trying to work out. I mean, for instance, the song I just sang, that was a song that I wrote from an emotional sense. But some of the other tunes, I definitely was looking more at, you know, how would Cole Porter have written a song? And how would you craft this sort of song into a piece of energy that, you know, it launches and then it lands, that sort of idea.
So this is CD number 10.
It is CD number 10, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of CDs preceded this one. And so how do you feel? You said that other CDs that you've written may have come from a more emotional place, where this was more of a craft, from a craft perspective.
I think it's all the years of teaching. I really have become really interested in teaching songwriting. And so I hear myself, you know, say a lot of things that I need to learn. That's, you know, that's why we teach things, usually because we want to learn them ourselves better. And so for whatever reason, during this three-year period, I was really thinking about that. And I had some songs. For instance, there's a song on this called Higher Financial Reform where I had an idea and I wanted to somehow get it out. And that's different than being in love with someone and just wanting to express it. I feel it's different to say I want to make this point and I'm aiming at that idea, as opposed to I have this emotion coming from my heart and I just want to let it out.
Gotcha.
It's a different sort of energetic event.
Why don't we go ahead and listen to Higher Financial
Reform?
Yeah,
let's hear it, yeah.
And then we can come back and talk a little bit more about some of the folks that helped out on it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
To separate the men from the boys, we need a hand on the nozzle. Someone menopausal would know how to take away the toys. A sample little feature any third grade teacher already knows how to do. Boys and girls, pay attention and don't trust your pension to someone younger than you. Genius with computer algorithms, his hand on the financial throttle. He got A's in all his courses. Too bad the market forces didn't operate like his model. And now his bonus is depending on how well he is pretending he knows why the market went down. So he will talk about liquidity, but really he knows diddly see how impressive it sounds. Boys and girls, pay attention and don't trust your pension to someone younger than you. He might not think it through. And just like Alexander of Macedon, he'll plunder your country and then move on and leave a lot of wreckage there in his wake. Remember, Alexander thought that he was great. So you might want a woman of a certain age, someone who's encountered the hourly wage. You want to think again about ambitious young men. They don't always take the long view. Boys and girls, pay attention. Don't trust your pension to someone younger than you.
Higher Financial Reform from the album The Horse King from Cozy Sheridan. On New Hampshire Public Radio, it's the Folk Show. Glad to have you back, Cozy. A little bit about some of the folks that helped out on The Horse King.
Yeah, it was sort of a New Hampshire event. I've recorded almost all my CDs up at Cedar House Sound and Mastering in North Sutton, or right on the New London North Sutton line with Jerry Putnam. And so we did that there again. And David Surrett, who is the works at Concord Community Music School here, he runs the guitar program. He's all the mandolin and guitar on this, except for, you know, my guitar. And Kent Allen, who used to teach bass over at the Concord Community Music School, is the pianist and bass player on this. So it's a lot of New Hampshire-related events, I have to say. It usually is. You know, I live out in Utah, but I always tell people I'm a New Englander who lives in the West.
And you keep coming back.
And I keep coming back, and I keep wondering about it. But, you know, it's the colder weather is reminding me. It's the cold darkness of the Northeast in the winter that keeps me, you know. In the summers, I love being here, but in the winters, I kind of like heading out that way.
So you come back here to record, mm-hmm. and how do you spend your time in Utah? What have you got going on out there that keeps you out there?
Keeps me out there? Well, I have a folk camp that I run every fall, the Moab Folk Camp. That's coming up at the end of October, where we teach songwriting and ukulele and guitar and mandolin and singing. And then I like to hike and camp out there in the beautiful Southwest. I just find the Southwest beautiful. I used to work in the Grand Canyon in the 80s. I used to sing in the bars there, and I kind of fell in love with the Southwest that way. But I definitely love, the New England in the summer, you can't beat it. But the West in the winter, it's sort of the way that it seems to work for me.
Can we talk a little bit about what a camp is, what your Moab Folk Camp is exactly?
Sure. It's for adults. It's a music camp for it's a week of hands-on workshops in learning how to songwrite, learning how to play guitar, advanced or beginning, learning how to play ukulele or mandolin, learning how to sing harmony. And we have a faculty of like 8 or 9 people, and our classes tend to be between the size of like 4 people to 15 to 20 people, depending. And you spend the week learning how to play music. And, you know, we have song circles at night, and we have a student concert and a staff concert. And it happens to be at the Moab Folk Camp. At the end of our camp is the weekend. Our camp ends the beginning of the Moab Folk Festival, so people can come out to the camp for the weekend, play music all weekend, and listen to music all weekend. It works out really well.
Sounds like a really great time.
And it's a beautiful time to be in the West. In that time of year, Moab will be in its 70s in the day if it's sunny, and in the 40s and 50s at night. It's glorious weather.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Kate McNally, and we're in the studio with Cozy Sheridan. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Fuller's Sugar House in Lancaster, producer and retailer of pure New Hampshire maple products, including gift sets and gift baskets for any occasion. Fuller'sSugarHouse.com. And Ford & Associates, PA, formerly Ford and Weaver, PA, congratulating Mark Weaver on his appointment as a Justice of the Circuit Court of New Hampshire. And Squam Lakes Natural Science Center presenting Mission Wolf Saturday, October 13th, for a face-to-face connection with a live wolf. Times, venue, and registration at nhnature.org. About another tune, Cozy?
Sure. This song is called The Angels in Rome. And I wrote it with an eye, as like I said, some of these are with an idea. I had this concept that we have of, well, partly it'd been all those vampire movies that were about, you know, people who are lived forever but they look 19, which were sort of setting me off in that direction of, I love things that look like they've had life in them. And, you know, even women were told, you know, you don't want to look like you have life, and yet I look at faces and I love faces that have had life in them. And those beautiful old statues in Europe or even in the United States that have these angelic faces that have stood out in the weather. And just something about the metaphor of that in the world.
When I dream of angels, mine are made of stone. They're way up high, but they do not fly. They stand on the rooftops in Rome. They watch over their city with cracked and broken wings, gravity bound and a little run down, like any true lasting thing. In paradise, the stories say that nothing is faded or old. It's shiny and bright, everything is all right. The streets made of silver and gold, and the angels there look like nothing on earth I have ever known. I prefer mine to have seen hard times like the angels in Rome. Like forever in your movies and your books. We went to Rome one summer to see how forever looks. It looks worn out and tired with a heartbreak carved in stone. If it's always been here, if it won't disappear, then it looks like the angels in Rome. But a true and lasting thing. I dream of angels, and mine are made of stone. They're way up high, but they do not fly. They stand on the rooftops in Rome.
Angels in Rome from The Horse King. It's Cozy Sheridan on The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. I don't know how you do it, Cozy. You just come up with the greatest images.
Oh, thank you.
I really so enjoy.
Oh, thank you.
All of your CDs.
Oh, thank you. I think songs, if they can be visual.
Yeah.
I think they help us, you know. It's supposed to be a little package of energy, and the more senses you can put in it, the better. And so if you have visuals in it, if you have smell in it, or, you know, memory, those things, all those things are more things to hook onto as a listener.
What drew you to this craft?
Well, maybe my babysitter, Patsy Niswander, who taught me how to play guitar when I was 9. And then I think just a natural desire to express myself. I was somebody who just always liked to write poetry, to write stories. And songwriting became, for me, a combination of the magic of music, which my grandfather used to show up at our house, and he'd play our piano. And it brought so much energy into the room, and I noticed that even as a small child. I would lie under the piano with my feet on the wood, and I would feel all that energy. And it just seemed like magic that he could touch those keys that would do nothing for me. And for him, this symphony came out of it. So it's the combination of the music with the storytelling that together. And I remember when I was 19 and I dropped out of college for a while, my goal was to write a song that would be worthy of Willie Nelson. Now I have yet to necessarily accomplish it, but at least I had a goal. I thought, okay, that's what and now I would want to write a song that, you know, if I could possibly be, as I said, the love child of, you know, Randy Newman and, mm-hmm. and Cole Porter or something, I would be very happy. So it just seems to me a worthy craft to learn how to do. And I'm one of those people who likes to do one thing well. So I just keep working on it.
You said that sometimes you hear yourself needing to do the things that you teach,
mm-hmm.
or needing to learn the things that you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So lesson one, songwriting 101,
you're going to teach me how to
write a song. What's the first thing that you would say to me?
I would say I would like you to get out a piece of paper and keep your hand moving for 3 pages and just write anything that comes into your head. And then go back and read through those pages and circle the phrases that seem charged to you and that jump out, that, you know, you all of a sudden you found something significant. Because often if we live our lives going to the store and going to the job and doing everything we do, we don't notice what is pushing our buttons unless it's really big. I mean, it might be that you sit down and you say, I want to write a song about the fact that I want to get married to this woman or something. Who knows? Then you have an idea. But if you're somebody who says, well, I just don't like the idea of songwriting, but I don't know what I'm going to write about, then I would say, let your brain just, you know, send stuff out for a while and see what's in the pipeline. And then go back and circle the phrases that seem significant and charged and transfer those to a list. And then look at those and see if there's any way that those connect to each other. Paul Simon said, 3 consecutive ideas are very interesting. They don't have to be connected. It's just that they are consecutive. Your brain itself will make interesting connections. And I think that's what we like about our own creativity. It's the feeling of our own brain making connections. So if you let your pen move for 3 pages and then you go back and you find the interesting things that happened in there and you transfer them and you can find the connections. And then actually what I suggest to people is find a traditional folk song that you love. And write your song to that tradition. So don't worry about the melody. And then you just sort of adjust a little bit. You can write it to Goodnight Irene and then, you know, change a few notes. Make Goodnight Irene into a minor song, a minor key. Something that's an easy way so that you don't get overwhelmed by the idea that I have to write a melody. Because that often is what gets people.
What do you think your biggest fear is about songwriting yourself? Do you have any or have you conquered them all?
Oh, the fear would be, you know, is there another one coming?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that happens to all songwriters. You think, oh, my gosh, is the magic. Because it is somewhat magic. When it really, I mean, you can just pound one out and know, okay, craft-wise, this worked, but it might not have magic. But one that shows up and has magic, that really does feel like something from beyond the curtain. You know, the curtain was drawn aside and somebody handed you this golden thing. And that's a pretty magical feeling.
So we have our homework for after the program tonight. Our homework is to go and grab a piece of paper and write at least 3 pages, and then to go back and look and see what the recurring themes might be, to circle those things and then put them all on a list, and something may brew out of that.
Notice what's connected. And and the other thing is your first verse is your situation. And often I say, start your first verse with Once Upon a Time. Your second verse is your complication. So you might want to start that with One Unusual Day. And your third verse is your resolution. So that might start luckily. And I actually got that from Gregory Maguire, who wrote Wicked. And he had this great way of teaching third graders how to write a story. And he'd say, okay, once upon a time is the situation. One unusual day is the complication. And luckily is the solution. And that's an easy way. So if verse one starts once upon a time and verse two starts one unusual day and verse three starts luckily, that's a different thing. That's how to tell a story. But it sets it right up. It says, here's what the first verse does. Here's what the second verse does. Here's what the third verse does.
Thank you for that, Cozy.
Sure.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're in the studio with Cozy Sheridan. What a treat. The new album is The Horse King. You want to, well, the not-so-new album, but it's new to our conversation today because we haven't had a chance to talk to Cozy about the newest album.
Well, here's a song that I thought I would do something of. This song is something that as a songwriting exercise I would have given to someone, and it took I often say to people, you know, you write some lyrics and you're not sure what kind of music it should go to. So think about musical forms, the musical form of a blues style, the musical form of a country waltz, the musical form of a Western swing tune. And so this is a song that I tried to many different styles before I came up with it. I wrote this, I decided 1 year to stop reading fiction because I'm one of those people who can't put the book down. It's 2 in the morning and I'm still reading the book. So I decided to read nonfiction only. And then I took it one more step and I decided I'd only read books about meditation because I thought, well, that'd be easy to put down at night and go to sleep. And then I decided, well, I would write I'd write the ultimate meditation song, thinking that I would have this lovely, flowing, calm Carlos Nakai sort of thing. And unfortunately, this is what happened. Would you like to meet the voice inside my head? Maybe she could come to live with you instead. She's a real go-getter, she knows how you could do it better. Would you like to meet the voice inside my head? I've been studying a book about bliss. It says life does not have to be like this. I'll be prepared to be here now. When I get there, I am studying a book about bliss. And if I do something, I like to do it right. So if I have to, I'll do bliss all night. Come on, let's get it moving. We're supposed to be improving. If I do something, I like to do it right. And I don't know why life doesn't flow for me. I have to pay for what others get for free. Would you like to meet the voice inside my head? Maybe she could come to live with you instead. The bossiest brain I've ever known minds everyone's business but my own. Would you like to meet the voice inside my head? Yeah, if you think it would be fun to always get things done, then you'd like to meet the voice inside my head.
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
Turns out when I wrote that, a number of people have the same problem when they meditate. They have that little voice saying, you could be doing the dishes.
That's right. Oh, yeah. The list is going on and on. And that's hard to chase those little voices out, isn't it?
Very hard. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you find that Moab is an easier place to meditate than other places that you've been in your life?
I find it that way. And I think it's partly, though, that all my connections are out here. For me, going to Moab is almost like going on retreat. My parents live here in Concord. My sister's here in Concord. My brother's in the East. So all my family obligations are in the East, and a lot of my old friends are in the East. So if I go West, where I have connections, but I'm really a solid, I'm a one person out there, it's easier just to say, I'm not talking to anybody this week, and it's a good place to become quiet and write. So, yeah.
Have you been spending a lot of time on the road promoting The Horse King?
Yeah, I've been on the road a lot. In the spring, certainly I was. Last fall for this, and starting in this fall. In the summers, I tend to teach at camps. I teach at a lot of camps, so I tend to be home for a while, and then I go out and teach.
Oh boy.
I taught this summer up in Lake Winnipesaukee at the Summer Acoustic Music Week for UMB Radio.
Camp is great.
Camp is wonderful. I love
it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good for you. You get to be a camper.
I love being a camper. I mean, you're in a beautiful place. I heard loons call, and I was at work. I thought, what's wrong with this?
That can't be that bad.
It's not that bad.
It can't be that bad. What's next, Cozy? You've got camp coming up, I know, but The Horse King, it's been out for now a year. Are you planning to do another album? Is number 11 around the corner?
Well, 11's going to happen. And I actually wrote the first song just a few weeks ago, if you want. I mean, I could just do, I thought I would do it here.
Sure, that'd be great.
And I'll tell you about it. Well, I had a relationship end recently, and I've been thinking I would... That would sort of be what the CD would be about, just naturally. And I've become interested as a woman who's 47 in, you know, what happens when you start over then? You know, that's a little different. And are people talking about... You know, I was talking to somebody about, well, you got to kiss somebody for the first time in 20 years. What am I? How do you do it? Do they still do it the same way? And when you're older and you're kissing somebody, it's different than when you're thinking, oh, you're a pristine, you know, 22-year-old. So I was thinking about all those things, and I also myself, when this happened, it was you know, like for anyone, it wasn't what I was expected to have coming. So I really kind of wanted to have a quiet CD about that. I often write CDs that I think of as user friendly. I really feel like I often go way out as an entertainer to go help make it a pretty accessible show for people. And I thought for number 11, I might just say, this is me just expressing myself and see how that, you know, if that spoke to anyone or maybe just spoke to women in my situation. Because as I, you know, was telling people that, you know, my relationship broke up, I was meeting a lot of women who'd say, oh, yeah, that happened to me. It was almost like I met a club. You know, I found the new club. So this is called The First Song. This was just written about a month ago.
Ever since you left, I have wondered what would be the first song. How to wrap a string of words around all the ways we went wrong. All the phrases I started, all the pages I erased. I've thrown out as many lines as I watched over time find their way onto your face. When I was younger, this sort of song was an easier thing to write. Back then the you was always wrong and the I was always right. But I have seen you bring about more than one moment of grace. It'll be a very long time till she can draw every line that I know by heart in your face. Ever since you left, I have wondered how to be your friend. For all your bright new beginnings, there is a price to pay for an end. It's not a complicated story, just a question of where to begin. Everyone's heard a song of two hers fighting over just one hymn. And all that I let go of, and all that I must embrace, all of the time and every line that you left behind on my face. I have heard about how forgiveness will help me move on. I don't know if this is forgiveness. All I know is this is the first song.
That's another keeper from Cozy Sheridan. She's going to put that on CD number 11.
Number 11.
Wow, I love that. That's great. I love the image. Again, the imagery, the lines on the face, the lines on his face, the lines on your face.
My face, yeah.
That's great that you kept that theme consistent or constant throughout.
Yeah. Well, you know, in any song, you need something that keeps repeating. That our brain just wants something to latch on and say, oh, that's the theme.
And you did it.
Yeah, here's the theme. Now that's the theme. Oh, good, there's the theme.
That's so great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cozy, you're just such a master. Cozy's going to be putting on the Moab Folk Camp.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Southeastern Utah Music and Song Workshops, October 28th through November 2nd. Her website is CozySheridan.com. That's where you can find out information about the Folk Camp or about getting any of her releases.
And the other thing you find online is when I'll be back, because I'll be back playing shows in the area in April and May, so... And you can sign up for my email list, and then I'll send you an email if I'm coming, that sort of thing.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Kate.
You're very welcome. It's such a treat to have you
stop
by.
Well,
thank you. So don't forget about us.
I won't.
When you come home,
make
this your home studio.
I will. Yeah. I will. Thank you.
Could you play one more song
for
us? That would be great if you could leave us with one more.
Maybe I'll do the title song, which is called The Horse King. And I wrote this for my dad. My parents just recently moved over to Heritage Heights, Havenwood, here in Concord. And I think we all of us at one time are young. And if we're lucky, all of us at one time will be old. You know, we don't all actually get that privilege. And it is a challenge to have been, you know, young and then not. And when I was a child, my father was definitely, you know, like a lot of kids, you know, your father is the strong guy who seems to know how to do everything. And this is about, I came home to visit once, and we were trying to move my dad's bank from one bank to another. And this is actually about his experience trying to pass those security tests that they give you over the phone. And some young kid on the phone is giving my 83-year-old father trouble because he can't pass his own security kit tests. And it's just, it's so humiliating for this guy who doesn't understand this new world to try and pass this. And I thought, this is just, it's like sacrificing, you know, the king of the herd.
Last night I saw the Horse King when he was in his prime, carrying the day and leading the line. Long ago in the green of spring, I remember when he was the Horse King. When he was young, I was young too. His legs were strong, what he could do. All the flags would fly and all the bells would ring. The sun would always rise for the Horse King. One morning in the field, the stallions came around. They pushed him up against the fence, and he went down. And they left him there to get up and get home. The Horse King no more, just old and all alone. For the pleasures of the world, we each pay a price. We fight the last battle and we roll the final dice. But someday, somewhere, springtime comes twice, and I will meet the Horse King in the fields of paradise. Last night I saw the Horse King when he was in his prime, carrying the day and leading the line. Long ago in the green of spring, was the Horse King.
Cozy Sheridan with the title track from the album The Horse King here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks again, Cozy.
Thank you, Kate.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio. It's the Folk Show. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Flying Monkey in Plymouth, presenting a musical extravaganza with Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks on Saturday, October 20th. Tickets at flyingmonkeynh.com. And the New Hampshire Moose License Plate Program, thanking drivers for supporting the Granite State's natural, historical, and cultural heritage. Information online at mooseplate.com. And Tarm Biomass of Lyme, inviting everyone interested in home heating efficiency to visit the Green Buildings Open House Tour on Saturday, October 13th. Information at woodboilers.com. This is NHPR.